covenant in the storm, Genesis chapter 9, verses 11 through 13. Thus I establish my covenant with you. Never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of the flood. Never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, This is the sign of the covenant which I make between me and you, and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations. I set my rainbow in the cloud, and it shall be for the sign of the covenant between me and the earth, a world on the brink. Imagine a world where every thought is selfish, every deed corrupt, and every heart bent on evil. This was the state of the earth in Noah's day. The fall of Adam and Eve in the garden had set humanity on a path of spiraling rebellion. As generation followed generation, the image of God in man became increasingly marred by sin, until we arrive at the sobering declaration of Genesis 6:5. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. This isn't poetic exaggeration. It is a divine diagnosis of a humanity that had utterly abandoned God. Violence filled the earth. Idolatry replaced worship. Justice and righteousness had vanished. The heart of God was grieved, and Scripture says he was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. But even in judgment, God was looking for someone. Not someone perfect, for all have sinned, but someone faithful. And in the midst of universal corruption, one man stood out, Noah, a man of grace in a world of chaos. Genesis chapter 6, verse 8 marks a turning point. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. The word grace here is powerful. It implies undeserved favor, divine kindness, and the hand of God reaching out to one man who still believed. Noah wasn't saved because he was flawless. He was saved because he walked with God. Noah's obedience did not begin when God gave him instructions to build an ark. His obedience began long before that, in the small daily decisions to choose righteousness over rebellion, to seek God's face in a world that had forgotten him. This made Noah a candidate for grace, and grace is always where God begins. Before the first plank of the ark was cut, before the first raindrop fell, God's grace was already at work. Noah's obedience became the hinge upon which the future of humanity swung. By faith, he prepared an ark to save his family. By faith, he withstood the ridicule of a godless culture. By faith, he followed God's every instruction. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7 reminds us, By faith Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark. Obedience isn't easy when you have no blueprint other than God's word. Imagine Noah explaining to his neighbors that he was building a boat for a flood they'd never seen, involving rain they'd never experienced. But when judgment came, Noah's faith proved to be his deliverance. The ark, a vessel of covenant. The ark was not just a rescue plan, it was a prophecy. It pointed forward to another ark of salvation, Jesus Christ. Just as Noah entered the ark and was sealed in by God himself, so too believers are invited into Christ, the greater ark, and are sealed by the Holy Spirit until the day of redemption. The ark had one door, just as Jesus declared, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved. There was no other way to escape the flood, just as there is no other name under heaven by which we must be saved but Jesus. The storm and the silence. When the rain finally came, it didn't come as a gentle drizzle. The Bible says, The fountains of the great deep were broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened. Water poured down from above and gushed up from below. It was chaos, judgment, and wrath unleashed, but inside the ark, there was peace. Can you imagine what it felt like inside? The creaking of the wood, the cries of animals, the silence of the outside world drowned in judgment. Noah didn't know how long it would last. There was no countdown, no exit plan. All he had was trust in the word of the Lord. Sometimes we too are shut in by obedience. We obey God, and then comes silence. No further direction, no fresh signs, just the echo of our last instruction and the storm raging outside. But like Noah, we must learn to wait in the ark of God's promises. We must learn to trust that even in silence, God is working. A new beginning and a new covenant. When the floodwaters receded and dry land appeared, Noah and his family stepped into a brand new world. The old was gone, the past judged, the future unfolding. The first thing Noah did was build an altar and offer worship. Before building homes, before starting new routines, Noah worshipped. Gratitude must always follow grace. And God responded to Noah's worship with a covenant. Our text records the divine promise. Never again would a flood destroy the earth. And to seal that covenant, God set a rainbow in the sky. The rainbow wasn't for Noah alone. God said it would be for perpetual generations. When we see the rainbow today, it's not just a beautiful phenomenon of refracted light. It is a divine signature in the clouds, a message from heaven to earth that God remembers his covenant. From the rainbow to the cross. The covenant with Noah was a shadow of a greater covenant to come. Just as the rainbow stretched across the post-flood sky, the cross stretches across the sky of our salvation. One was painted with light, the other with blood. On the cross, Jesus absorbed the full flood of God's wrath against sin. He became our ark, our shelter in the storm. And through his resurrection, he brought us into a covenant not of survival, but of transformation. We are now part of a new creation. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 declares, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." This is the faithfulness of God, to judge sin but provide salvation, to confront wickedness but extend mercy, to cleanse the earth and then cover the sky with a sign of promise. Choosing faith over fear. We live in uncertain times. Storms, literal and figurative, continue to pound against our lives. But the covenant still stands. God has not forgotten us. And the same God who shut Noah in the ark is the God who holds us now. Fear whispers, "You're alone in this storm." But faith shouts back, "I am in covenant with the God who commands the storm." When headlines grow heavy and anxiety rises, lift your eyes. Look for the rainbow. Not just the one in the sky, but the one etched into your heart, the covenant that God will never leave you nor forsake you. Final reflection. Like Noah, we are called to walk with God in a corrupt generation. Like Noah, we must build our lives on the blueprint of his word. And like Noah, we have a promise that speaks louder than any storm. God is faithful. No matter what chaos surrounds you, build your ark. Build your life in obedience. Enter into Christ. Worship when the storm ends, and remember the covenant, sealed not just in the clouds, but on the cross. Let us close with this word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for your unfailing faithfulness. When judgment was necessary, you still made a way of mercy. Thank you for the ark of salvation we have in Christ Jesus. Help me to walk with you like Noah did, not only when it's easy, but especially when it's hard. Teach me to obey when I don't understand, to trust when I cannot see, and to rest in the covenant you've made with me. When fear surrounds me, lift my eyes to see the rainbow, to remember the cross, and to rest in the truth that you are in control. In the name of Jesus, amen.